give a kid who it makes us all a better, faster, stronger.
Campbell on second down and 5.5. Looks right. Comes back to the left. Going long for Gordon. He's out there and he caught the ball at the 20, at the 15, 10, 5, touchdown!
Unbelievable catch, unbelievable throw.
Coming to you live from Browns headquarters in Berea, Ohio, this is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Takes the snap, Dalton back, looking near side, throws it, picked off, and an open run. It's Joe Hayden, and he's in, touchdown!
And now, here are your hosts, Vic Carucci and Nathan Zagora.
Media Day hits the New York metropolitan area for Super Bowl 48. We're going to have plenty of sound from that. The Denver Broncos, Seattle Seahawks meeting with reporters. Actually, the Seahawks turn now. The Broncos were first. And we're going to hear from Peyton Manning, among others, during the course of this show. We are also going to hear from a couple of big-time media guys covering the Super Bowl, one being Mike Tirico, the voice of Monday Night Football for ESPN. He'll join us at 2 p.m. We're going to hear in a little bit from Chris Myers from Fox Sports. He'll be one of the sideline reporters along with Pam Oliver and Aaron Andrews for Fox Sports' TV coverage of the game Sunday. And Chris Myers, well, one of the stories he's addressing is the weather story. Of course, a big one here for Super Bowl 48. Just kind of, although the forecasts are calling for it to be a little bit milder, a little bit nicer than maybe first anticipated, but it'll be interesting just to see how this is dealt with from a TV standpoint. So I had a chance to sit down with Chris Myers. You're going to hear that in the course of the show. And, of course, we're going to talk with Doug Deacon from the PNC Bank Cleveland Browns radio network. We were trying to get him connected yesterday by phone, had some issues with that. Hopefully we've got that resolved, and to get his thoughts on Mike Pettine as the head coach. Still going to have a lot of Browns discussion. Nathan Zagora, we've got a coaching staff coming together, at least a good portion of it from the defensive side. Got a tight ends coach, and very happy to see, really, of all the announcements, now that it's official, you and I knew about this for a while, that Chris Tabor staying on as special teams coach.
Yep.
I think that's a good thing.
Yeah, Chris Tabor will keep the continuity going with the special teams. I like that. He's the special teams coordinator, the new defensive coordinator, as expected. We told you yesterday, Jim O'Neill following Mike Pettine from the Jets to the Bills and now joining the Cleveland Browns as the defensive coordinator. That is good. The tight ends coach, Brian Angelico. How do you say his last name? Angelico?
I think so. I didn't see a pronunciation guide on that.
We got no pronunciation
guide
there.
We'll make sure we get that tight next time.
And I also like that Bobby Babbage will be staying as the assistant defensive backs coach. A lot of people coming with Pettine from the team, the group that he was allowed to assemble, as he talked about in his press conference, by Doug Marrone, have now followed him here to, of course, the Cleveland Browns, including linebackers coach Chuck Driesbach, who helped Kiko Alonso become the Pro Football Writers of America 2013 Defensive Rookie of the Year. So he's there. I think they did a pretty good job getting these guys, and we talked about Mike Pettine saying that it was important to him that he got guys who are good at working together, who enjoyed working together, had kind of that shared background, and I think that's good. That's what we've seen on the defensive side of the ball. On the offensive side of the ball, rumors swirling, talks really heating up with Kyle Shanahan, and I'll say this right now. If the Browns get Kyle Shanahan, I think that is a major coup at this stage in the game to get a coordinator who has always been in the top half of the league in yards per play. He has always orchestrated one of the most efficient and productive passing offenses in the National Football League. He knows how to get the ground game going. He knows how to get his tight end involved at a very high level, which is good for the Browns personnel. And he knows how to get his number one receiver the ball. Again, good for the Browns personnel. So I think that would be to get someone who's got a proven established system. And I know last year was a down year, but RG3 wasn't healthy. I think anybody who watched that knew RG3 wasn't healthy. But what he did the 2 years before RG3 came with Rex Grossman, John Beck, Donovan McNabb, no number one receiver to speak of. They accumulated the eighth most passing yards. That's discounting sacks. Don't even include the sacks because that's the real quote-unquote passing yard stats. But if you talk about receiving yards, yards thrown for, number eight in the NFL. This is a smart guy who can orchestrate a good all-around offense, and I'd be very excited if he ends up as the Browns offensive coordinator.
Yeah, I'm going to put a little balance to this. He does have credentials and accomplishment all the numbers you recite about him and what he's been a part of are encouraging. I do have a concern, though, about player management with him, and I thought his father, Mike Shanahan, who had been the head coach of the Redskins, and Kyle, the offensive coordinator, and the largest reason they are no longer there is because they could not figure out the right way to manage Robert Griffin III. He was not an easy chore. He is a guy who I think is culpable for a lot of the problems that occurred between him and the coaching staff, but I believe, and I've maintained right along, the adults in that situation have to be the coaches. This is a young guy as a quarterback only in his second year, and I think the need had to be there for the head coach, Mike Shanahan especially, but also his son Kyle, to make sure that that situation didn't go as far off the rails as it went, and they needed to manage that better. So I have a concern with that. It's not enough of a concern to tell me that this would be a bad hire for the Browns necessarily, but I'm going to put it out there that it's a concern, and I want to see a better job being done with managing a personality. We hear the reports all the time, the speculation constantly, that the Browns could end up drafting John Football, could bring a Johnny Manziel to Cleveland. That's a big personality. That's a challenging guy, I think, to manage. And I would have to see Kyle Shanahan do a far better job for his part in making that work right. And again, I know his father had a huge role as the head coach, maybe the biggest role to make sure that that thing didn't blow up, but it blew up with RG3. And again, I don't want to see that happening with the Browns.
Sometimes I wonder, though, who really is pulling the strings. Because if the owner is empowering RG3, kind of circumventing the coach's authority, that's a very difficult position to be in. I remember just from being in Cleveland, we know that there was maybe some times where the ownership empowered LeBron James on the Cavaliers to the point that the coach's authority was rendered meaningless.
Right. No, that's fair. And that's a fair point, Nathan, that you've got to have a whole organizational...
on the same page.
Yeah, a system in place. And again, do the Browns have that? I don't know. We could clearly say, definitively say, that the personnel department and the coaching staff were not on the same page last year. That is why Rob Chudzinski, a big part of the reason why Rob Chudzinski is no longer the coach after only 11 months on the job. There was a disconnect. There was some level of dysfunction. So that's got to be resolved. I think it's got to be carefully managed by all parts. And again, I wouldn't put this all on the new offensive coordinator if it's Kyle Shanahan or if it's somebody else. Someone's going to have a responsibility to very possibly, if not likely, handle a big personality coming in at that quarterback position. And it's got to be handled right. You got to do all the football things right, but you got to do that part of it right.
Absolutely.
Again, I want to see this team hire the right guy for his accomplishments. And I do want accomplished person. I do want the history that you just recited to help this team out. And of all the candidates we've heard mentioned, this is a guy who's got the most going for him in that regard. But we'll see how the whole thing plays out. It's good to see that much of the coaching staff is coming together. The big joke here at the Super Bowl, at least among people that I see from the Buffalo Bills, there are a lot of them here who cover the Bills or are working for the Bills. Scott Berchtold, who heads up their public relations and manages the Super Bowl PR each year, was just looking at me laughing, saying, oh, that's nice. Half our coaching staff is coming to Cleveland, just doing that whole Lake Erie exchange thing.
Yeah.
And, yeah, it is kind of funny. It's kind of a good thing to kick around. Now I hope what the result is that we've taken the best from that football team and that will translate into the best for the Cleveland Browns.
Absolutely. And listen, that was the part of the Bills team that was, you know, had made the most progress. So we'll take it. We'll take it right from them. No problem with that.
So a lot to tease here as far as other guests that are going to be joining us. Just want to give people a heads up of what's ahead. And that's what I've been spending most of my days here doing, working with the bookers, the people who line up guests for shows. Friday is going to be amazing. Friday, you are going to hear from Dennis Leary, who is,
nice,
I think, one of the funniest comedians I know, tremendous actor. He is playing the head coach for the Browns in the movie Draft Day. And the preview of the movie, the previews are going on, media previews today, I know, in Cleveland, and also for, I know, employees of the Browns. There's going to be a couple of previews, I think, tonight and tomorrow night here in New York. I'm going to try to catch one of those only a few blocks here from the Sheraton New York Hotel, which is the media headquarters of Super Bowl 48 in Manhattan, Radio Row. That's where I am. Going to try to check that out as well. And then we'll hear from Kevin Costner also later in the day, the star of the movie. But Kevin Costner, Dennis Leary, Jennifer Garner, the three big stars of draft day, are making their media rounds, and that's all going to be happening on Friday. So you're going to hear from Coach from Coach Leary, who is Vincent Penn is his name in the movie. So Coach Penn, or is it Mike Pettine? You know, who should have been the coach of the Browns? Well, we'll see what Dennis Leary has to say about that. And then we're going to, in case of life imitating art or vice versa, we're going to also hear from, as I mentioned today, Mike Tirico, the voice of ESPN's Monday Night Football, in a little less than an hour from now. Want to get his thoughts, his national thoughts on this Browns team. Going to do the same thing with Chris Myers to get his take on what's been going on. Because heard the same thing in Mobile, Alabama last week for the Senior Bowl, hearing the same thing now. You know, what's going on with your team? What is happening with this Cleveland Browns club? And Nathan, no surprise, and I know you get the same feedback from people who know you, that people scratch their heads and are still trying to wrap their arms and their minds around what the Browns are doing.
I think that's fair. I think it's getting a little bit more positive right now than it has been, now that at least there is a coach and it doesn't look like everybody is rejecting them because somebody has, in fact, taken the job at this point. So I do think it is getting a little bit better, the perception of the Browns right now, which is a good thing, obviously. But, yeah, you know, and Mike Pettine said it right. Everything now is talk. Until we come together and start winning games, that's all it is going to be, is talk, and we're all going to be in kind of the same limbo, same situation that we're in right now.
Sure. And Jason Gibbs, our producer, just corrected me on Tirico's timing. It will actually be Thursday. I keep thinking today's Tuesday. All right. Thursday at 2 p.m. Got the time right. Just got to get the right day. Thursday at 2 p.m. for Mike Tirico. He will be on our set here in Radio Row in the headquarters hotel, the media headquarters hotel for Super Bowl 48 in New York. We want to also hear from you. Dial us up at 216-578-0850, 216-578-0850. Want those barks and growls from the pound. Also want you to tweet us at Browns_Daily. We've got Carly McCord tweeting about the show throughout, and she'll be putting together the Browns Daily Wrap, the editorial summary of what's gone on with our show through this day, the highlights of it, and you're going to see that posted later today on clevelandbrowns.com. So get aboard with us. Definitely want to hear from you. And enjoying the fact that we've been here now since, well, I've been here since Sunday. It's getting a little busier, and that's what happens. You've got all the radio shows, again, broadcasting from here to set the scene. Sirius XM doing all its national stuff. The Fox Sports crew, which is right nearby us, the TV crew, and that is Chris Myers and Matt Hasselbeck doing a daily rundown on the Fox Sports 1 network. So great stuff all around here, and you're going to hear a lot of it, and we're going to share as much of that with you as we can. We're going to have other media types join us. John Clayton from ESPN is going to be on with us, as will Mike Florio from Pro Football Talk. Got confirmations from both of them. And NFL Network people galore will be around as well. And we're going to just keep bringing them up as they stop by. And you never know who's going to stop by your set, too, because that's how this stuff works. Is you're sitting here, you're broadcasting, and a booker will walk by right while you're on the air. Hey, do you want this guy on now?
Sure.
He's available. And then sit you down in the chair. So it does work kind of nicely that way.
Yes, indeed it does. And we will get things rocking and rolling. Lots of sound. We're going to hear from the commissioner. We're going to hear from the teams in the Super Bowl. We're going to hear from you again, 216-578-0850, because this is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.